In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Open your mouth from sea to shining sea. The will of the real Americans, please stand up. No more hiding your face in the sand. The will of the real Americans, please stand up. Divided, we're falling.
I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Something ain't right when politicians take from you and me the very liberties that set us free. So stand up and fight, for this democracy is you and me. We're the refounders, saddle up, let's ride.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Freedom Scream Radio. I am your host, Lori Anderson, and Eric Hughes-Jones, as well as Chris. And we have a caller on the line, if you would. Hold on just 1 second, Chris. We'll have you finish your thought, and then we're going to get to Mark. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, Chris, and finish your thought about Lombardo.
Well, what I was talking about was what Gordon Martinez, the Gold Shield homicide detective that's retired, that ran against Lombardo, said that Joseph P. Lombardo is an administrator, a manager. He's not a law enforcement experienced professional and appears to be succumbing to the pressures of having to repeat the same false stories to a disbelieving group of people who refuse to buy the lies of the FBI.
Right.
The other aspect is that Laura Loomer, a fairly Republic radio type of journalistic investigative reporter who has been a rather vexatious pain in Lombardo and the FBI's posterior. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was particularly hostile and abusive to her when she was trying to ask tough questions in the Hegelian dialectic form of suppression of the press, of inquiring and asking tough questions in his so-called public interview and statement.
Yeah, as well as Delphi method.
What was that?
I said, as well as the Delphi method. Don't forget that.
The Delphi technique, the Duelphi technique, that's exactly right. Problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Mm-hmm. Problem, reaction, solution. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're seeing here. And the other aspect is that they've tried to frame the blame for Jesus Campos's non-appearance on Laura Loomer. Blame the victim or your enemy with what you did, reflection, deflection. This is a tactic the left always uses. They always like to pin the tail on their enemy because they don't want to accept personal responsibility for what they cause. And so they deflect, reflect, mirror, and try to frame the blame on the victim, on this case, on Laura Loomer, the reporter, for asking tough questions, just like me, for defending my property and trying to protect them from incriminating themselves and causing them to become criminals. They tried to charge me with a crime. I'm the only victim in this incident. So let's take the caller and see what the caller has to say.
Absolutely. Hi, Mark. How are you doing this evening? Great to have you. Okay, we have another caller, Alan from Texas. How are you doing this evening?
Great. I'm doing great. Interesting topic. Actually, I had a conversation with Chris a little earlier today. Interesting conversation. But You know, I discussed that. You know, I'd kind of grown up around around military bases, mm-hmm. and, you know, Fort Chaffee, Arkansas being one of them, and they did, you know, conduct training, and, you know, and I was talking with Chris earlier, at least what sounds like the belt that, you know, I pretty much figured out pretty quick that there was at least two different, mm-hmm. you know, guns going off there, firearms.
Okay.
And but has anyone done an acoustic analysis on between like an M60 or an M240, you know, saw squad automatic weapon?
I am reaching out to Mike Adams to see if he would do the M240. I have reached out, and hopefully he will do the acoustic forensic analysis on the 240. So I have reached out for that.
But the difference in an M240 shooting blanks or an M240 shooting live rounds, mm-hmm. there is a difference in the sound of it. What struck me at the start was just the hollow, the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, you know. Mm-hmm. There wasn't that snap to it. You know, even the video, you know, the recordings that you played, mm-hmm. you could, the ones that were the live fires, the Marines doing the live fire exercises, mm-hmm. you notice there's a different snap to the,
yes.
to the explosion. So
right.
I've got a question as to where those, maybe some of them might have been the one that was a lighter caliber. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell exactly because there was some reverberation off the glass of the building or something, I guess. But what sounded like the belt fed, that sounded like it was shooting blanks to me. You know, we'd be out fishing on the Arkansas River next to Fort Chaffee, and we could pretty much tell if the machine guns were doing training exercises or if they were on the live fire range. You know, because for one thing, you know, we could go after they'd done their training. You know, they'd open that section up, and if you had permit, you could go out there and you could hunt and, you know, run around on Fort Chaffee if that section was open, and you'd find, you know, still, you know, pieces of belt, you know, with 5, 6, 8 rounds in it, you know. I guess, you know, they were at the end of it and they were doing training exercises. They, you know, chunked that belt and slammed the new one in. So, you know, periodically you'd find things like that. And so we'd know, you know, and we kind of got to be able to differentiate between them. They sounded like blank.
Hey, Al,
I don't know. It's, yes.
You know, I listened to a very titillating interview on the last hour, 3 hours of the Power Hour this morning with Dr. Jim Fetzer.
Mm-hmm.
And his suggestion was that there were some acoustic replications of the M60 or the 50 caliber machine gun belt fed that we were hearing as opposed to an actual weapon. And there were he was on fire for a full hour there, nonstop, just fact after fact after fact, or observation at the very least. And I think many investors, after our show is over, would be very interested in that last hour of the Power Hour show and Dr. Tim Fetzer's observation, not to dismiss Mike Adams, the Health Ranger's acoustic analysis, that kind of what Lori was speaking to. Thank you.
Well, also, I want to say this. With the flame,
there is all kinds of tricks they can play. We know they've got technology that, yeah, they can, you know, they can project sound, you know, they can create 3D images as far as we know, you know. So
right. Oh, yeah. Now, listen to... I want to see what you think about this, though, Alan, because you said you've been around the military bases. I have as well. So, but with the flanking, the way that the crowd was running in the opposite directions and pretty much running into each other in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could, per se, use one of the blanks in the M240. And also use another M240 that had live fire, because I do know people died, okay?
Yeah.
I do know also from different videos I've seen that are not so prevalent on the internet, if you will, and won't be until I make sure that there is hard copy backups in several different places, because I don't want them disappearing. And but you can tell the police, the LVMPD, ran in the opposite direction of Mandalay Bay at one point. And that was caught on video as well.
After the lights came on the crowd.
Right. So we know, there's no doubt in our minds this was a false flag. Okay? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
People die in false flags. We know there was drills. But there's many drills that go live. Historically proven fact. There's many drills that go live. A lot of times they try to make everybody believe it is a hoax on that psychological operation so that the people go, oh, well, it was just a hoax, and they leave it alone. You know, does that make sense? So that the people get used to, oh, it's just a hoax, it's just a hoax, it's just a hoax.
Well, they create, here's what they do, they create an absurd false hoax to distract and discredit the freedom truth investigation movement.
The boy that cried wolf, you know, normalcy bias, you want to call it, psychological operations.
To it, and once you get desensitized to it, what happens is it makes the people to the point that
they
don't believe it actually happened, so they tune it out.
Right.
And so what happens is you've got that mastering the human domain right in there.
Yeah.
That's that psychological warfare. And I'll tell you, the psychological operations in guerrilla warfare, this is CIA, by the way, that I'm reading you right now.
Absolutely.
Guerrilla warfare is essentially a political war. For this reason, its area of operations goes beyond the territorial limits of conventional warfare, penetrating the political being par excellence itself, the political animal defined by Aristotle's. In effect, the human being must be considered as the priority objective in a political war and viewed as the military target of guerrilla warfare. The most critical point of the human being is the mind. Once the mind has been reached, the political animal has been vanquished without necessarily having received any shots. So, go ahead.
A couple of things. Mike from Arizona would tell you the mind is your most powerful weapon.
Yes.
Further, when we look at that scenario of what happened with the herd being driven and corralled and cajoled around and run around in a circle, and they were trying to escape, running over barricades and stuff, and the police were herding them back into a loop, much like we saw at the Sandy hoax when they were running in and out of the firehouse in a circle.
Yeah, that was a hoax. This
well, absolutely.
Was a false flag.
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, it was a FEMA drill. It was a production event, a crisis managed and crowdsourced staffed event, staged event, precisely, much like many aspects of this one were, but this was a hybridized one. The other thing that I think that was really critical to observe, oh, I forgot it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I'll say one more thing, and then I'll beg off. You know, also, you know, they use these things as distraction. You know, you always have to think, you know, was there something else that they're distracting from, you know, to create and go through all this trouble? So, you know, I'll beg off and listen to the rest of the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very
much. Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're trying to distract us from World War III. This is a classic tactic, which is distract the people with something. You know, I mean, here we go off the war. Trump announced that Iran's on our hit list now, too. We're going to fight a two-front war, one on the Far East and one in the Middle East. I mean, we're spread pretty thin, not to mention it's just an absolutely maniacal, horrible thing that to just go on an international conquest. And these speeches that Trump is reading are obviously handed to him by AIPAC and his Zionist handlers. I mean, it's crystal clear. Why would we want to go kicking up the dirt in Iran's face right now, when they're basically more or less minding their own business on the international level? Would you agree or disagree with that, Chris? Lori?
Well, if you don't mind, I think that you're exactly right. But more importantly, it's the don't look over here, look over there. I'm going this way, you guys go that way. This is the deflection that we're talking about. Remember, this guy, Lombardo, is a Harry Reid supporter, Harry the Red, who is a Hillary Clinton supporter. And Hillary Clinton is now being looked at again, like she should have been before, for the uranium one rose atom sale of 30 or so percent of America's uranium to Russia as military grade weaponizable uranium, arming our enemies exponentially against America's interest, selling out America again, as she has habitually and serially done with her and her husband's career, including selling the national parks under the Nature Conservancy scam to foreign interests. And so the Clinton gang, they were involved in MENA, Arkansas, Arkansides, in the drug import with Barry Seal, and Jeb Bush, the mass murder of multiple individuals, and now they're being looked at with a microscope so they can get us looking over here at this production event here in Las Vegas and the FBI thing in Henderson and not looking at Hillary Clinton and her involvement and her being held to accountability and likely going to jail or at least being indicted and not being able to run again, dashing her little hopes forever. It would be an entertaining situation.
Lori, do we have you? Do we have... Okay, Lori's with us, but we have no audio from... There we go. What's up?
I'm so sorry. I have a surprise for everyone. And I'm not even going to give out that surprise yet. So... I am going to wait for a half second to give you that surprise. Anyway, so just to let you know, going along with this, yes, there is a lot more going on, Chris. And by the way, evidence is emerging. Are you ready for this? That the FBI is getting sued, guess why, for encouraging, directing, and aiding the suspects in a quote-unquote ISIS attack. Yes, do you remember 2015, the Draw Muhammad contest? Surprise. FBI involvement. This is what it states. It says, while questions remain as to whether Federal Bureau of Investigations had prior knowledge of the Las Vegas shooting, the victim of another terrorist attack on United States soil is speaking out and attempting to hold the FBI accountable for the suffering he endured. In May of 2015...
Isn't that Pam Giller?
This has to do with her, but this is actually one of the security guards. In May of 2015, two men opened fire outside of a provocative Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas, while the suspects were ultimately the only casualties. Good for them, by the way. The attack is notable in that it became the first, quote, ISIS-claimed attack on American soil. It is also notable because of the close proximity between an FBI agent and one of the suspects, both before and during the attack. Bruce Joyner, a security guard who was shot and wounded after Elton Simpson and Nador Sophie opened fire outside of the event, is now suing the FBI for $8 million. He has filed a lawsuit claiming that the FBI agents solicited, encouraged, directed, and aided members of ISIS in planning and carrying out the May 3rd attack, unquote. Washington Examiner noted, if Joyner does not reach a settlement with the Bureau, the case could shake loose hundreds of documents from both local and federal officials about what happened that day and could answer the question of why an FBI agent was in a car directly behind the attackers and did nothing as the events unfolded. Simpson gained the FBI's attention a few years before the attack. As a Muslim who they saw as vulnerable to radicalization, in fact, FBI agents were reportedly monitoring him in the weeks leading up to the attack, and there was even an agent in a car following him to the scene who did nothing to prevent the crime. According to a report from CBS News, court records revealed that the FBI agent who was in the car directly behind Simpson and Sophie during the attack had texted Simpson just weeks before with the message, "Tear up Texas," unquote. He was even, quote, taking pictures of the car about 30 seconds before the first shots were fired. As soon as the suspects opened fire, the agent fled the scene. As the Free Thought Project reported, both local law enforcement and the FBI did not respond to warnings from a woman connected to Anonymous who cautioned that there was going to be an ISIS-inspired attack at the event just days before it happened. Quote, the FBI helped the terrorist obtain a weapon that was used in the attack, a hold during a background check, incited the terrorist to attack the Garland event, and they even sent an agent to accompany the terrorist as they carried out the attack, the lawsuit states, according to a report from the Washington Examiner. And with that, we'll be right back after a couple of months.
dying tree.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back to the broadcast, friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori Anderson, Gary in Michigan. I'm not sure if Gary's with us tonight. Gary, chime in if you're there. We'd like to get a prayer from you if possible tonight, and if not, we'll catch you tomorrow. Chris is with us as well. It's always a blessing to have Chris as well and his knowledge and wisdom. Appreciate everybody joining us with the broadcast. If you'd like to support the RBN network, it's up to you. We sink or swim based on our listeners. This is truly public radio. We don't have every foundation in the world and corporate sponsor, and you know, with this network, it's up to the listener. So if you want to support the RBN network, you can call in and donate over the phone, 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. If you'd like to donate by mail, you can write 2251. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302. It's in Round Rock, Texas. That's Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The zip code is 78664. We appreciate your support. If you'd like it to continue, please support the network. It's entirely up to you. So we want to thank everybody. If you want, if anybody wants to call in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Lori and Chris, back to you guys.
Absolutely. I have a surprise for everyone.
I hope that's good.
It is a good surprise. I'm going to introduce someone who's an amazing individual. I have known him for quite a few years, and he has run for Clark County Sheriff in Nevada. He ran against Doug Gillespie, the what I consider a criminal sheriff, and he can tell us about Lombardo like no one else can. I would like to introduce you to Gordon Martinez, who has run for to be the constitutional sheriff, and things like this wouldn't happen in his neck of the woods because he knows the only true gun control is knowing how to hit your target. Criminals don't abide by laws. It only restricts law-abiding citizens. And there was plenty of gun control on the scene that day, as every one of the victims that were in there that were flanked in that situation were disarmed. The only ones that had the arms were the criminals, the murderers, and the ones who were the police, and obviously they can't protect everyone. Welcome, Gordon, to the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing okay. Long time no hear.
I know. We're good.
Welcome to the night shift. Where you belong.
Well, everyone, we were discussing earlier, because I know that Gillespie had some serious ties with Harry Reid, and I was discussing earlier how I could tell that when Sheriff Lombardo has been speaking, his body language has changed a lot. It's changed like he is under severe stress, possible threat. And the best one to talk to about Sheriff Lombardo and what type of individual he is, would he go along with the false flag event or would he not, would be you. So can you tell us about Sheriff Lombardo, please?
Oh yeah, big time. Well, you know, he was a political appointed sheriff. That's not even a dispute. His running his competition was Larry Burns, and this is how it kind of works. I mean, the election was a phony, is another fake. Toward the end of the voting period, before all the votes were counted from each
just
precinct.
Hold on 1 second, Gordon. We have a break, quick break, and then we'll get right back on topic with you. If everybody would wait, hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll hear from Gordon on the other side of the commercials.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're with journalistic investigator Lori Anderson and Sheriff Gordon Martinez. Lori, back to you.
Candidate for sure.
I thought I'd build you up a little bit.
Are you still running for Sheriff Gordon?
Well, it all depends on. I got a medical condition. I got bone spurs and maybe some nerve damage in my foot. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing the insurance game, medical insurance game, and the game with the doctors. They want to stretch this out. I've been battling this thing for about 5 months now, and now. Realize that it's in my foot. It's not in my back. The thoracic injections and all that was all BS, because they get $2,000 per injection, and I've had four. Ouch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, yeah. So on topic, really, I really hope you do run. If you do run and you become sheriff ever there, I'll move there.
Sounds good.
I will. So I wanted to get back to Lombardo.
Okay.
Because the audience wants to know about Lombardo, and then we also have a caller on the line, and I would like to get to him, but I want you to be able to speak about Lombardo just in case he has any questions about Lombardo. So go ahead.
Well, I'd be glad to. I sat next to Lombardo in the last election, and he only had a few words to talk with me. I mean, we sat next to each other for, you know, a couple hours. And that's all he said was, when is this thing over, okay? He didn't enjoy being at the debates, and he didn't even show up for half of them. So anyway, getting back to Lombardo, last week I saw something that, and again, I'm old school, okay? Uh-huh. I saw something in Lombardo that no leader, no sheriff-worthy leader should have done. Uh-huh. And that is become emotionally and break down and squirt out the tears. Uh-huh. Okay? What he has done is irreparable. When a leader does that, a leader is like the like a captain of a ship. He is all-knowing, all-seeing, mm-hmm. and he is the person that you have to rely upon to get you out of whatever jam you're in.
But right. Have if you one, fall apart, you're not allowed to do it except behind closed doors.
That is correct. That's where you do it. Not in front of 5 billion people, you know, all watching TV, hanging on every word that everybody says. That's BS. That is not sheriff worthy, and he probably should just go somewhere, give somebody else the reins, give him a second in command. He'd do a better job than what he's done right now.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, can you describe what
go ahead.
Describe what he did that really bothered you to our listeners that may not have seen his speech and his presentation.
Well, he was talking, and again, it's still up for debate why he squirted out those tears like some little girl. He was talking about the shooting, of course, and the victims and the victim survivors and the officers that were injured in this, and all of a sudden, bingo, he started turning on the waterworks.
Mm-hmm. Crocodile tears, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, thank God I'm not working for the place right now. And have him, yeah, that's my sheriff. This is the guy that I'm supposed to emulate. This is the guy I'm supposed to obey without question, because he is an honorable, trustworthy, charismatic individual. Well, what I saw...
supposed to be.
Supposedly.
Yeah, what I saw there was embarrassing. And I don't know how you regain that. How can you trust somebody?
The thing is this, Gordon, because we know you and I have known each other for years, and we've gone back and forth on different topics and everything else. But if the FBI is tying their hands so much, why don't they kick the FBI out of there? That's his jurisdiction. They're
there
because he allows them to be there.
Oh, he doesn't have the sack to do that. I wish he would.
He doesn't have the Huevos Rancheros to do it. He never, okay? You need somebody with fortitude.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one, Gordon. So what I want to do, I want you to hear one thing, and then I want to pull Mark on. But I want you to hear one thing, and I want you to tell me, because you were not listening into the show, and I know you haven't heard this, I want you to tell me if you can tell me where this came from, okay? If you would, Sam, please play LV. Where did that sound came from?
Allegedly, it came from the Mandalay Bay. But you can tell, I mean, you don't have to be an expert or anything, but you can tell that there's two different weapons that are firing.
Actually, no. Let me tell you what that is. I did that for a reason, okay? Because I have dissected, and you know me, I love to dissect. I've already proved it was belt-fed M240s. So I started researching because of Mike Adams doing the report of the gunfire on top of the other, proving that there was two shooters. I have also seen video where I know for a fact there was a ground shooter because I saw the muzzle fire myself. Now, on top of that, so this got me to digging. Have you ever heard of talking guns?
A talking gun?
Yeah, talking gun guns.
Gun talking is really what it's called.
It's called talking guns in the military strategy, Eric. But some of them call it gun talking. But anyway, it is a military tactic, Gordon, that is used. And it is used to conceal where the firing is coming from and to confuse the enemy. And it is a military strategy. And from get-go, I said, I firmly believe these people were triangulated. And the reason being is when you saw the crowds running, first you saw some running to the left. And as they're hauling rear end to the left, other people are hauling rear end to the right. And up in the front, there were shots. And it was coming from different angles and areas due to a tactic also known as a military tactic called flanking. So now I'm not saying it was our military that did it. Of course, there's many people who can learn these strategies and different things, but this suggests that whoever did this, of course, is been military trained or black ops trained and the such. So with that, I want to go ahead and pull Mark on and welcome Mark. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, you got me this time?
I do have you this time, and I apologize that we lost you that one time. How are you doing tonight?
That's all right. I'm doing okay. I was just wondering, because I haven't heard anything of it, are there any records of the coroner's report on the 50 that were killed and the 500 that were injured? And when are the funerals?
I know one of the ladies.
Where is all this information?
Well, I do know that one of the ladies, and I was going to cover it tonight, but we don't have enough time. I will cover that on Friday. One of the ladies is already filing a lawsuit against Mandalay Bay. That was she survived, obviously. But she's filing a lawsuit against Mandalay Bay. I do not know of the death records as of yet for the ones who were killed. I do know that the quote-unquote autopsy on Paddock came back. Now, I'm going to ask you something, Gordon, because you've been to homicide scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the picture of Paddock where
yep.
Okay. Does he, in your opinion, look like rigor mortis had already set in?
You can't tell, because whatever position they're in, it's just a stiffening of the body, and I think it's like 11 hours worth of rigor, and
right.
Then it passes, okay?
Right.
But photographs now that are released, how in the hell does a photograph like that get out into the public?
Well, that screams staged crime scene anyway, Gordon. There's no
blood. Right. They want us to believe something.
And his body is completely straight. His arms are completely straight. You've got a weapon underneath his leg. You've got a weapon on top of his leg. You've got all sorts of anomalies. He's allegedly shooting all these people and then kills himself. But the bullet casings and the bullets themselves, because some of them still had ammunition in them, actually were on top of the blood, not under the blood. There's no blood splatter on any of it. But we're supposed to believe that he did this after he did all that. And a lot of those weapons in those pictures have 5-round magazines, 15-round magazines, 10-round magazines. And I know there were larger magazines in there, but if he was going to do what they claim, okay, those magazines wouldn't even have been in the area. They wouldn't even have been there.
Correct.
At all.
Correct.
So we know that that's a staged crime scene. The FBI has given us what they want to give us. Allegedly leaked, blah, blah, blah. But as far as, Mark, to answer your question, I have found nothing on death certificates as of yet. That does not mean they are not out there. I do know that they have released, quote-unquote, autopsy And I would like to know, Gordon, maybe you can explain this, because allegedly in the autopsy, they went to study the brain, to examine the brain, to see if something was wrong with him. How can you study a brain if he shot himself in the head and splattered his brains everywhere?
Well, you can maybe suggest that before his brains were splattered all over over God's creation, that he had maybe a tendency or whatever. Yeah, that's about all you can do, but even that's not even conclusive. This jazz of being able to say he had a criminal intent way before that because his brain was in a certain shape or whatever else, that's just a myth.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mark, is there anything else you would like to ask or say? What do you think about the gun talking?
Oh, that was interesting that you brought that up. I didn't know that tactic because I haven't been in the military. I'm just curious as to why so many people died. There's no flight records of them being flown back home to wherever they were. It's just amazing that there's no information on such a tragic event.
Well, I know that sometimes it just depends on the family. But I do know that people were killed, and I do know it. And just like, and Gordon can tell you this too, the picture that was shown of Paddock's face, okay? Now, I know that's a staged crime scene, but I know the man in the picture, whether his real name is Paddock or not, we don't know, because it's kind of inconsistent with some of the pictures of Paddock. I do know he's dead. The man is dead, whoever that man is in that picture, because I've seen dead bodies up close and personal. And there are certain things crisis actors just absolutely cannot fake. I have seen video of people that were dying. They did pull that off the net. And that was before I could get a copy of it. And I can't remember what show covered it, but it was one that was on the RBN network, as a matter of fact, that did an article on it and got it out there, but it's now been pulled. So some people did absolutely lose their lives, and it's sad. And so the main thing is what we need to focus on is – and here's my question. Gordon, do you agree with me on this? As former law enforcement for almost 40 years, if not more, and how much?
39 plus.
All right, exactly. If the FBI cannot stop any of these things, they can't obviously do an investigation. Everything always connects to this corrupt Comey, even though he's no longer in there. The man needs to be in prison. And that's more breaking news that it'll have to wait till Friday. But if they can – they've got all this surveillance, billions of dollars that's going to the state, and they can't do anything to protect us, then why in the heck are we paying them in the first place? Fire them all, abolish the FBI, and we'll be a heck of a lot safer because these HSEEP drills are always going live.
Right. Right. I agree with you, Laurie.
Arm the people, and you're not going to have as many criminals or a need for as many police.
Well, I'm all for that. I'm definitely all for that. Registration of any firearm is no good. It's bad. It's against the law.
Yep.
But people, they're going to use this entire scenario to further their agenda, anti-gunners. Anti-gunners are going to just use this one and bleed it to all it's worth.
Yeah, and you know what they're going to leave out of that, though, Gordon, right? They're going to leave out the fact that everyone that was in that venue was disarmed and could not defend themselves at all. It was a gun-free zone there. Once again.
Yeah.
Nevada's gun friendly, but inside that venue, everybody was disarmed. Once again, lambs to the slaughter.
And what are they doing? They're demonizing the buttstock, which normally sold for $83, is now $1,160 for a buttstock.
And you know, Jeremy Alcide, I had him on last week, and he explained in detail about the bump stock. Personally, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want one. Will I stand up for anybody who does? Absolutely. Personally, I wouldn't want one because it would just be so odd. And because of the training, you know, it is completely opposite in order to be able to use that. It's completely opposite than what it normally is. So, Gordon, hopefully you'll join us maybe Friday. Would you come join us Friday?
Sure, I'll be glad to. Just give me a jingle.
All right, that would be wonderful. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you, Mark. Thank you to all the callers. And thank you, Eric and Chris. Y'all are wonderful.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to support the network. It's up to you. We got Lori Anderson tonight, so I'm turning it right back over to Lori. I want to thank Gordon for joining us tonight. We have a few more minutes left here before the show closes out, so we'll see if Lori has any closing thoughts. Lori, Chris, thanks for joining us tonight. I want to thank Sam on the board as well for filling in for Mike, and John Stantmiller and Mike Herzog. Lori, back to you for the last closing couple minutes. Take it away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so I probably am going to get a little bit controversial right now. So.
Oh, not here.
Yeah, just a little bit. FBI, we know you're lying.
Oh, geez.
Political correctness is getting ready to go out of the window. You're liars. You're corrupt and you're evil because you are hiding this from the American people, but the American people have your number. The American people already know and have proof of the second shooter on the ground. Yes, you heard me, on the ground, and it is out there in so many places, and I guess you missed confiscating that one. Sheriff Lombardo, it is time to grow some cojones and kick the FBI out of there and do a real investigation.
That's correct.
Step down and give it to somebody who will. Stop with this gun-free zone mess. These politicians all need to be removed. Any one of them touting gun control needs to be removed immediately, because it is because of their fictitious form of gun control that got these people killed in the first place.
I agree.
How dare you say that you want more unarmed victims to the slaughter? How dare you? We know y'all are lying. Everyone knows you're lying. And as far as this fictitious security guard, bring me some proof he's a real security guard, and I may listen. But I'm going to tell you, nothing in Nevada shows or proves that he is one. So he's probably one of your FBI shills or CIA.
Look where he went to release the information. He went on Ellen DeGeneres' show. That tells you right there he's a government shill. He's an agent. He wouldn't have gone, if he was for real, he would have made a YouTube video and put it out there for the world to see. You don't go on Ellen DeGeneres, the ultimate, you know, inside corporate mouthpiece, and then say you're not going to go on any other broadcast, just hers. That says it all right there. Well, corporate government shill.
Like I said, I first gave him benefit of the doubt, thinking maybe he was worried about threats from the deep state. Okay, because we all are very aware that's very real. There is an internal war going on, not only for information to try to propagandize and control the people, but literally there is a war going on, and people, you had better wake up. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read something to you all. As I've shared before, there's a 13-year-old girl that writes things and gives them to me to give a message out there to the people. She wrote this for me to read to you all. So that's what I'm going to do. And she says, quote, "This is dedicated to the freedom speakers who try to make my future a better place. It's called No Matter What. No matter how many times you try to silence me, I will speak out. No matter how many times you knock me down, I will stand up. No matter how tight you bind me, I will still break free. No matter how many times you threaten to kill me, I will still accept death before dishonor. You say that you will cage me, but I know this is untrue, because the Almighty God will protect me from you." And on that note, I hope each and every one of you join us Friday night. Thank you so much, Gordon and Eric, and everyone for joining in with us tonight. Research Talking Guns and Gun Talking by the U.S. military. It is a strategy that is a military strategy. Research it. As always, watch your back, check your facts. And provide Ellis, and have a wonderful night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.